End of a blood-soaked year, start of another. In the name of God, Salam, and welcome to the program. Today marks the start of the year 2024 of the Gregorian calendar that was ushered in at midnight in the West and in societies influenced by Western culture, with depraved parties, as revelers committed the oldest sins in the newest ways, as if the goal of life is sadism and pleasures of the flesh, without the least thought for the sufferings of fellow humans, especially mass massacred and the indiscriminate bombing to death of civilians, including children and women. An adage says the object of a new year is to have a new soul, and to prepare for the present requires proper pondering on incidents of the year gone by. Wonder how many of the so-called statesmen in the West, especially of the supposedly big powers, and the U.S. in particular, have the soul and the mind to reflect on their strategic blunders of the past year that have worsened the misery of mankind. Yesterday, people in the West bade farewell to the year 2023 of the Gregorian calendar, accompanied as usual by mirth, lights, fireworks, and of course, the other deprivities that have become part of life in cultures devoid of spiritual and religious values. Joe Biden, the mass murderer in Washington who fuels the flames of war in Ukraine and in October, calling himself Zionist, openly supported child killer Benjamin Netanyahu's genocide in Gaza, ended the year with more unpardonable crimes, such as vetoing of UN Security Council resolutions for ceasefire, and the bypassing of the American Congress for supply of multi-million dollars of lethal weapons to Israel to continue the bloodbath of the people of Palestine. With such a horrible ending, it is anybody's guess how 2024 will turn out for the world, given the satanic nature of Biden, his Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, a Zionist of Ukrainian origins, and his War Secretary Lloyd Austin, who, in his blind support for the crimes of the illegal Zionist entity, craves for the shedding of more innocent blood. These perpetrators of crimes against humanity will certainly not be left unpunished in the present year, God willing. Anyway, the year that has started also looks as gloomy and as bloody as the year that went by because of the lack of spiritual values in the West, especially in the U.S., whose state terrorism has spread all over the world, including our region, where the CENTCOM terrorists are based and ought to be kicked out for the sake of peace and stability. An important point to note is that the Gregorian calendar has no connection with Jesus or his message of peace, but is linked with the heathen heritage of ancient Rome, at which we should cast a glance. It is these pagan roots of the supposedly Christian calendar that makes the West, and wherever its decadent culture has been imposed, to indulge in crimes against humanity and to commit the oldest sins in the newest possible ways on the new year, under cover of the creed of the most misunderstood messenger of God. Misunderstood because, at one extreme, Jesus was elevated to Godhead by the Romans, who were converted to Paul's version of Christianity more than three centuries after the Messiah, and at the other extreme, the Zionists continue to shamelessly slander him and his Virgin Mother Mary, peace upon her. That is the reason the Zionists consider it the racist right to massacre the people of Palestine, while the West regards it a religiously duty to support the genocide of the people of Gaza. Both Muslims and Christians, who neither slander Jesus nor his chaste mother and have the highest respect for them. As we said, The fact of the matter is that the New Year of the West has nothing to do with Christianity, let alone the monotheistic teachings of Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, who, as is evidenced by his words in the Gospels, was sent to the lost sheep of Israel that betrayed the virgin-born Messiah and continues its crimes against humanity. The West is totally alienated from the true message of the Son of Mary. The goal of the message of the prophets is to ensure peace, prosperity, and justice in the transient life of this world and guarantee salvation in afterlife. That is the reason through them God gave laws to the human societies so that they will not follow the whims and deception of Satan to coin absurd laws of their own, as is the case with the secular societies and the weird system of liberal democracy, which is actually rebellion against God and violation of the teachings of Jesus. It would be tedious here to detail the fixing of January 1st as the new year over 2,000 years ago by the pagan ruler Julius Caesar, who ordered the change of the Roman calendar from the spring of March to the gloom of winter, not on the basis of any prophecy of the birth of Jesus, but in order to celebrate one of his bloody military victories in a part of Central Europe that had resulted in human misery such as massacre of men, rape and enslavement of women, orphaning of children and destruction of homes and hearts. Thus, January 1st is not the new year of the Christians, neither of the Jews, and certainly not of the Muslims. As a matter of fact, it has no significance for any other religion anywhere in the world, such as Zoroastrianism, Hinduism, Taoism, Buddhism, Shamanism, and even animism. In other words, none of the religious texts of the said creeds or the principal figures, including Prophet Jesus, have said anything about the 1st of January, which decades before his birth was made the first day of the Roman calendar in 45 BC by Julius Caesar in honor of Janus, the pagan deity of beginnings and transitions, hence the naming of month as January. More than a millennium and a half later, in 1582, several centuries after the Christianizing of the Roman Empire, not on the basis of the monotheistic message of the Messiah, but as per the weird concept of Trinity coined by the Hellenized Jew Paul, Pope Gregory, following some revisions of Caesar's pagan Julian calendar, launched a new calendar in his own name on February 24th, calling it Gregorian. He, however, reverted to the pagan practice of January 1st as the start of the new year. It took several more centuries for January 1st to be accepted as the start of the new year. For instance, the Netherlands adopted the Gregorian calendar in 1698, Britain and its colonies, including what is now the United States, in 1752, Russia in 1980, after the 8th Bolshevik Revolution, and Greece as late as in 1923. It was only in the 20th century between the two world wars that the Gregorian calendar, along with January 1st as New Year Day, was forced upon the rest of the world, including the Muslim world, so that the globe would be held in ransom to the policies of the neo-Roman imperialists in London and Washington who, while paying lip service to Christianity, hate from the depth of their hearts the virgin-born Messiah and his monotheistic message of peace, virtue, and social justice. It is worth noting that none of the Orthodox churches, such as those based in Greece, Cyprus, Constantinople or Istanbul, Alexandria in Egypt, Antioch in Syria, Russia, Armenia, Georgia, and etc., have accepted the Vatican's imposition of the Gregorian calendar. This means, religiously, January 1st is not the New Year day for these Christian churches. In view of these undeniable facts, the new Gregorian calendar year 2024, whatever its origin, and in whatever way the West and its client regimes in the Arab world celebrate it, is not expected to bring any relief to humanity. No wonder January 1st has come to be known as the Day of Depraved because of its pagan Roman origins and the indulgence of the misled on this occasion in the most cardinal sins on which the Bible frowns upon. Presently, it is the day of the Zionist mass murderers to continue the genocide of the Palestinians with the deadly weapons and active support of the United States.